Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
大家早上好。
On behalf of Warehouse Church, we want to give you our greetings today.
代表的 Warehouse Church, 我想要说是在这里带来问候。
And I want to thank this young man for being my voice to you.
Okay. 这句的话我就不用翻译了。
So I think I'm going to change my message to David and Goliath.Just kidding. when Brother Jeff asked me to come and speak to you, and I met your pastor and a group of your leaders last week, I was very honored.
Okay. 昨天的话，当那个 Jeff 叔叔找到牧师的时候呢，我感到很荣幸。
I told my board members that I was speaking with CCMOD this morning.
我告诉我们的教会的这一个成员说，我今天早上要在这个 CTMOD 讲道。
And my board members think I'm a lot smarter than I really am.
然后我的这个教会的成员呢，觉得我比他们更聪明一些。
And one of my board members said, Pastor, you speak Chinese?
然后其中一个成员呢就说，牧师你讲中文吗？
But my wife keeps me humble.
但是呢，我的太太的话呢，使我谦卑下来。
And she said, "No, he barely speaks English."
牧师的太太就说呢，他几乎连英文都讲不好。
So this is a very exciting time for CCMOD. Amen.
所以说这个呢，是对于我们教会来说是一个非常非常 exciting 的时刻。
Last week,
牧师上个星期见了我们的牧师
，Pastor Mike，
就见了王小谷牧师。
And he's very excited about moving to Dallas.
他很兴奋，能够说是在搬回达拉斯。
You good?
Yep.
Give me a pound. You're doing a good job, though. Okay. We're going to get a rhythm here. It's going to work out really, really good. He's a good man. But Pastor Mike sent me a text message yesterday.
王小谷牧师昨天给牧师呢发了一条信息。
Saying he's praying for Warehouse Church.
说他在为 Warehouse Church 祷告
CCMOD
为的福音会
and our future partnership together
还有说是未来的这个合作
so,
为的这些事情祷告
I would encourage you to pray for your pastor
所以在这里呢牧师也鼓励大家说是为牧师祷告
I think he's come is it from Seattle where he currently lives
Yeah.
So he's coming from rainy, dark Seattle into an oven and a sauna. How would you like to move to Dallas in August? So you'll need to give his family and himself lots of love and respect and honor and help them and pray for them and encourage them. And God's going to do great things with all of you together.
所以说呢，就是说，因为王小谷牧师的话要从西雅图要搬到达拉斯这边来，所以说呢，也希望说是大家为的这个王小谷牧师继续的祷告。
Amen. So my sermon has a great title in English, but I don't know how it sounds in Chinese.
牧师的这个讲到的题目呢是在英文上面是很好，但是呢，就是说
，on the corner there, it's okay.The title of my message today is "You're All His Call." That's all.
正道的题目呢是你的一切，他的呼召，这就是全部。
I don't know if that rhymes in Chinese or not.
牧师也不知道，就是说，翻译成中文，这个题目是不是合适？
So I'm going to ask my young apprentice, who does have a couple gray hairs, so he's matching me very well. Okay. To read for you Matthew chapter 22 verses 34 through 40 in its entirety.
Okay. 好，那接下去的话呢，由弟兄我读马太福音22章34节到40节。我在台上用中文来读。34节，法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说。夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神， 这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Amen. There's a story of a married couple.
有一对已经说是结婚的夫妻。
And the husband and wife were having a conversation one day.
有一天呢，丈夫跟太太的话呢，就有一次谈话。
And the wife said to the husband, "Do you love me with all of your heart?"
太太呢对这个丈夫说，你是全心全意的来爱我吗？
And the husband said to the wife, "Of course, I love you with all of my heart."
那丈夫说，当然了，我肯定是用我的全心全意来爱你的。
Are you married?
No.
So he's not going to understand this. Okay. Our married people are going, So the wife says to the husband, "If you love me with all of your heart."
所以说呢，那一个太太就跟丈夫说，如果说你是全心全意的爱我
，Why do I only have half of your attention?
那么为什么我就只得到你只有一半的关注呢
？And I believe in this passage of scripture that God teaches us that we're commanded to love Him with our all.
那么在这一段的经文当中呢，神给到我们的命令是要我们用我们的全心全意去爱他。
But it's very easy for us to only love God with part of our heart.
那我们只用说是一部分的心去爱我们的神呢，这个是很容易做到的事情。
A good Christian loves God on Sundays.
好的基督徒呢，只在星期天爱我们的主，我们的神。
We wake up in the morning, we take a shower, we put our nice clothes on, we look very handsome, and we come to church because we are going to spend time with God.
我们早上起来洗漱干净，然后呢穿上整洁的衣服，然后来到教会，因为我们知道我们星期天的早上要来到教会。
And maybe you'll hear a great message.Or a great song, or be encouraged in the Lord by other believers.
或许我们在教会呢，我们会听到好的信息，有好的诗歌，也能够说是在这个当中呢，被其他的弟兄姐妹所鼓励。
And then we'll go home from church and have lunch with our family.
然后我们回到家里面，那跟我们的家人那共享午餐。
And share a beautiful prayer of thanksgiving over our meal.
然后呢，有的一个。为的这一个午餐，为的好的午餐，献上美好的祷告。
And maybe even discuss the message in church over your lunch.
或许呢，在午餐的当中呢，也会说是谈论今天早上这美好的信息。
And talk about how handsome the guest speaker was today.
然后呢，也会说是谈到这个，谈到说是这个讲员是多么帅。
The younger one. But you know what happens to all of us?
你知道对于我们所有人来说，那到底发生什么呢
？Monday，
星期一。
Monday's difficult day.
周一永远是一个最难的一天。
I was driving on Satan's highway, I-75 yesterday.
牧师昨天呢，在那个75的这个高速公路上开车。
I had Christian music on my radio.
牧师的这个车上呢，打开的这个基督教的电台。
And I was having a great, great day.
牧师昨天过得非常好。
And then somebody cut in front of me, slammed their brakes on, and made me think about things not of Jesus.
那突然间的话，就是说有一辆车从侧面那插线就插到牧师的这个前面，并且说是又那个猛踩刹车。
And life on Monday can be very abrupt.
周一的生活呢，可能会让人会觉得非常非常沮丧。
We look at our long work week ahead of us.
我们会看到，就是说周一开始就是一周的工作。
We look at our shrinking bank account to pay our bills.
我们会看到我们的这个银行账户里面的钱越来越少。
And sometimes even on Monday, we'll step on the scale to see what we weigh.
那有的时候的话，那个我们会站在秤上面，会看一下我们会有多重。
Which he has no idea what I'm talking about. It's okay, stay skinny, my friend. Okay. But then we get caught up in the circumstances in our life, and we can become very discouraged.
当我们在这个生活当中，我们经历这些事情的时候呢，我们会感到很沮丧。
We even get discouraged when we work so hard and have some, and see people that work very little and prosper.
我们有的时候呢，我们会工作的很努力、很辛苦，但是呢，我们却得到的很少。然而呢，我们会看到身边的人，或者说是看到其他人，他们几乎没怎么工作，但是呢，却看起来说是很富足。
We can be caught up in the negative circumstances in our life.
我们有可能会被这种负面的环境所影响。
And blame God.
并且说是抱怨神。
Why does that person have so much and I have so little?
为什么那个人会有的这么多，但是呢，我却拥有的这么少。
Why am I sick and this person is not and they don't love God?
为什么我生病，但是呢，其他人没有，但是他却不爱神。
And we can become bitter and angry at God over life circumstances.
我们里面的话呢，会滋生苦毒，以及说是对神有的抱怨。
But the wonderful part about having a relationship with God.
但是呢，就是说，最好的一部分就是说，跟神有的一个美好的一个关系呢。
Is that He wants us to love Him with our all.
就神想要说是让我们用我们的全心全意去爱他。
Because he loves us with his all.
因为他用他的全部来爱我们。
My favorite verse in the Bible.
牧师最喜欢的经文呢。
And it's not in your notes.
Nope.
You ready?
Yep.
Romans 5:8.
在罗马书五章八节。
That God demonstrated his love for us.
神用他的爱来爱我们。
Even though we were sinners.
即使我们是一个罪人
Christ died for us.
基督为我们死。
So we learn today that God wants us to give him our all, and he's called us to love God with our all.
所以说今天呢，我们就一起来学习，神呼召我们用我们的那个全，用我们的全心全意去爱他，并且呢，他因为他已经说是全心全意的来爱我们。
But most Christians are good at loving God with their some, not all.
大部分的基督徒呢，他们会用一部分去爱神，但是却不是全部。
So if we love God with our all, we will have an involvement and investment with Jesus and His kingdom.
如果说是要我们要全心全意的要爱神呢，那我们就要说是要，就是说要爱神，要投资在他的这个，投资在他的国度上面。
So if you think about maybe your marriage relationship, if you're married this morning,
如果说在座的各位，如果说是已经结婚了，你可能会想到你的这个婚姻的关系。
And I was joking about my wife earlier today.
牧师今天早上呢，跟师母呢，能跟师母开了个玩笑。
But because I love my wife, sometimes I do things that I don't want to do sometimes.
但是呢，因为说是牧师非常爱他的太太，所以说有些时候呢，牧师会不做一些事情。
We went to the movies the other night together.
牧师跟师母昨天晚上去看了电影。
And I wanted to see Equalizer 2.
牧师想看这个 Equalizer 2这部电影。
And she wanted to see Mamma Mia.
然后师母呢想看 Mamma Mia.
We saw Mamma Mia.
我们看了妈妈咪呀。
Because I love my wife.
因为牧师很爱师母。
I love my wife more than I wanted to see Equalizer 2.
牧师因为说是爱师母，所以说呢就愿意说是陪着师母去看这个妈妈咪呀这部电影。
And I know that's very silly.
牧师知道就是说看那部电影的话呢，觉得有一点就会有点傻里傻气的。
How old are you?
25.
I have a daughter that's 20 and she's very pretty. If you learn this today, I'll introduce you to her, okay? Anyway, if we're going to love God with our all,
我们要学习用我们的全心全意去爱我们的主，我们的神。
We will be consumed with his person.
我们会被他的位格，会被他的性格所吸引。
Matthew 6:33 says this.
马太福音六章三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Being consumed means we're right in the middle of all of God's blessing, and all of God's will for our life.
被神的这个爱，以及说是神在我们身上的这个旨意呼召，被神本身所吸引。
A word that you hear used with the principle of consumed a lot is the word fire. Fire is synonymous to being consumed.
那神就在这个当中呢，就我们是要被神所吸引，而且说是要被他所得着。
If you've ever started a fire with wood or with leaves, maybe you burn leaves in your yard.
当你在你的这个院子里面生火的时候，
and you take a match and you strike it and you start the fire, it starts very small.
那一开始的时候呢，你用你的这个火柴点上火的时候，那火苗是非常小的。
But if you pour gasoline on it,
但是当你那个把这个
How do you say Chinese?
It's pretty hard to
try it. Let me see.
当你把汽油倒在这个火苗上面的时候，那火势一下子就涨起来了。
Did you do?
It's very hard.
Okay, all right, it's okay.
Yeah, it's hard.
But you see that fire will consume those leaves because it had it in igniter.
你会看到火苗就是说会不断的说是窜起来，因为
so this word being consumed with God means something ignited us to be that passionate about our relationship with Him.
那这个地方就是说被神所吸引呢，意味着就是说我们要对神呼召我们所要做的事情，要被这个所吸引。
And what can help you be consumed with your relationship with God?
在我们的生活当中，能够说是帮助我们，能够说是被神所吸引。
Is understanding what Jesus Christ did for you and me.
是要明白耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
At the very worst part of our life, with the worst sin in our life.
在我们身上最糟糕的这些事情，甚至于说是我们的罪。
God loved you and gave His Son Jesus Christ to die for your sins and for my sins.
神爱我们，甚至于说是将他的这个独生子就赐下给我们，为我们死在了十字架上。
And our reaction towards His love towards us,
我们对神的爱的这个回应呢，
should be our being consumed with Him.
应该说是那个我们被他所吸引。
And then we will also, be, if we're consumed with God, we'll be consumed with His principles.
当我们被 神所吸引的时候，我们会被神的原则所吸引。
The Bible teaches us this in Colossians 3, verses 17 and verse number 23.
在哥罗西书3章17节跟23节这么说，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。23节，无论做什么，都要从心里做。
So the word whatever is a very broad term.
在这个地方，就经文里面所提到的这个whatever这个字眼，是一个非常广义的、非常大的一个概念。
It's not specific.
不是一个具体的。
It doesn't say when you go to church, honor God in word and deed. Doesn't say that.
这个地方呢，没有说当你去到教会的时候，你才将你的荣耀归给神。It
doesn't say when you go to work, honor God in word and deed.
它也没有说呢，当你去工作的时候，就荣耀神。It
doesn't say when you go to the movies with your wife, honor God in word and deed.
那这也没有说呢，当你跟你的太太或者说是你的那个先生去电影院的时候，那去荣耀神。
Everything we do, we're supposed to honor God in word and deed.
在这里说的是所有事情，无论做什么，都要说是将荣耀要归给神。
It says in another English version, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God.
说的就是，不管说是在你吃还是喝还是说是任何的事情上面，你都要将你的荣耀要归给神。
And because that term is so general,
因为这个概念的话呢，是一个非常普遍的一个概念。
Sometimes we miss areas where we're supposed to honor God in our life.
当那我们有些时候呢，我们在我们的生活当中，我们没有说是为了神的荣耀而做。
One of the things that when I lived in the Philippines as a missionary for a few years.
当牧师几年前呢，在菲律宾作为宣教士在那边的时候。
And when I came back to the States after being gone for 2 years.
当牧师回来美国之后。
The first thing I noticed when I was in an American airport.
牧师第一件意识到的事情是什么呢？
Was how fat Americans are.
是美国人到底有多胖。
And I looked at that and it was shocking to me because I was so used to seeing very small and skinny Filipinos.
牧师呢就感到很震惊，因为过去几年的话呢，牧师就一直说是见到的都是菲律宾人。
And then I walked into the bathroom.
然后呢牧师去了厕所。
And I looked in the mirror.
看着这个镜子里面。
And I was one of those fat Americans.
然后牧师看到就是说自己也是他们当这些美国人当中的一员。
And there's something interesting about church culture in the United States.
在美国的这个教会文化里面有一个件很有意思的事情。
It seems to me that every time we get together with our church family,
当牧师跟这个教会里面的弟兄姐妹们大家在一起的时候
，We eat，
我们都在吃饭。
I know you're eating today。
然后我们中午也一样，我们。
I know because your guest speaker was late, you're going to have a late lunch today。
因为牧师的迟到，我们可能说是要晚一点才能吃午饭。
And it's funny sometimes how we justify and even make fun of a little bit things in our lives that are wrong.
我们有的时候的话，在我们的生活当中很难去分辨哪一些事情的话是正确或者说是不正确的。
I weigh today 260 pounds, maybe 130 kilos. I don't know.
Okay.
Is that about right? It's about half, right?I weigh 260 pounds today.
牧师今天早上上了秤，并且说是称了牧师的这个体重有多重。
And I'm embarrassed to tell you, and Jeff knows this, and David knows this too. I used to weigh about 380 pounds. So it was this body, and this body.Together is what I used to weigh.
那牧师就说牧师现在的重量呢，加上现在我的这个体重呢，就是牧师以前的这一个体重是多少
？And I had a heart attack about a year and a half ago.
牧师一年前的话就有心脏病。
And they had to put a stent inside one of my arteries.
在这一个牧师的这个心脏上面的话，要插一个的东西。
And one the doctor told me the artery was called your widowmaker artery. Never mind. So he's not married. It's okay. So it was a very dangerous part of my heart that had blockage.
Okay. 那么就是说血栓的话，就是说在。那就是一个非常严重的一个事情。
And they put the stent in, and when they woke me up, the doctor stood over me as I was opening my eyes.
当牧师从医院那个睁开眼睛醒来的时候的，那医生就说盯着牧师看。
And he was very condescending in his tone, and he said, "You have to get healthy, or you're going to die."
那医生的话就说非常语重心长的就跟牧师说，你必须说是要保持健康，不然的话你会有生命危险。
So I started meeting with a trainer and a dietitian.
所以那于是牧师在那之后呢，就开始就是说去见一些就是说训练师以及说是一些营养师。
I was taking 9 heart medications.
牧师的话呢，要吃九种这个不同的药物。
And 5 insulin shots in my belly every day.
要那还要说是有
diabetes medicine.
要还要说是那个吃其他的这个不同的这种减肥药。
And the Lord started speaking to my heart.
神就开始说是在跟牧师 在牧师的心里面说话。
That I was not glorifying God in everything I was doing.
牧师就开始讲，是不是说是他在他的生活里面所有的地方都在荣耀神。
So I could be a good pastor and a good father and a good friend and even a good grandfather.
牧师的话呢，可以说是成为一个好的牧师，可以说是成为一个好的父亲，好的祖父，也可以说是成为一个好的朋友。
But I was not being a good steward of my health.
但是呢，就是说牧师在这一个自己的生活管理上面并不是做得很好。
And when I read this verse,
当牧师读到这一节经文的时候，
it says everything I do, I need to honor God.
这节经文说，无论我们做什么，都要说是将荣耀归给神。
And everything means everything.
那意味着就是所有的事情，生活的所有的方面。
So, because I love God with all my heart, I want to be invested and involved with Jesus and His kingdom. I want to be consumed with His person. I'm going to be consumed with His principles.
那正因为说是那个我们爱耶稣，所以说我们要是第一，我们要被这个耶稣，第一要被神的这个位格所吸引，第二被神的原则所吸引。
And because I love God with all my heart.